HT, go!
I used to say I'm the boss. They've hit at the most. They're doing real good, yeah. I would say they're the boss. They bring real information. If you don't know, I'm set nation. Dropping knowledge on the daily. Really?
Really?
These boys bring it on real.
Recording live from the SEC Sports Pub, here's Heath Elsenson, Tomas Mauricio, and your host, David Romero.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
B's and B-boys. Uh-huh. Saints. B's and B-boys. I love this podcast. I love this.
Yes, we all love this podcast. And today, I'm acting as a special host because our good friend David Romero is absent.
Yeah.
So, on my right is Heath Elsenson.
Hello.
And on myself is Tomas Mauricio. All right, there you go. So, welcome to another great broadcast of BS and Beer. Heath, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good.
Doing good?
How are you?
Yeah, hanging in there best I can.
All of us can't be drunk wandering the streets of Las Vegas.
That's right. And blowing money out left and right.
Yeah, some of us have to stay here.
That's what happens when you're rich.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know.
I guess so.
You either, right?
I wouldn't think so either.
Well, then just you and I will have to serve the peon role here today and do our best.
All right.
All right. So we have a few things to talk about today there, Heath. And I guess we'll have to start off with the big contract news.
Yeah.
Our boy, Brees signs up, yeah, as if there was any doubt. But so we'll talk a little bit about that. 2 years, $48 million, $27 guaranteed.
Wow.
Apparently somebody else offered him more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he said, no, I'm a saint. All right, well, we're good. Then somebody else gone.
Yeah.
Gone pecan.
Gone pecan.
Yes, sir.
Gone pecan.
I won't miss him.
Here.
But that's good old Jimmy Graham. He won't be a saint. He's going to be a Packer.
You didn't want to see Jimmy Graham come back?
Not me, brother. But that's okay. I wish him the best of luck in his new endeavors.
Yeah.
Then we have our first free agent, which would be Kurt Coleman.
Yeah.
Safety. Gave a little insight as to why he signed with the Saints. And then, of course, we have a whole list of free agents, and we can talk about some of those. And then my favorite. My absolute favorite. My phone was blown up, Heath.
Oh, okay.
Blown up.
Blown up.
That's right.
With women?
Nope.
Oh.
People blaming me.
Blaming you.
Yeah, said it was my fault. I was involved.
Yep. What was that?
Beak Baba.
Beak. Beak. Beak Della Via, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Big Chief no more.
Man, you run that poor guy out of town.
I guess I did.
I take full credit. Tomas. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Personally, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I'm thinking actually applying for the gig. I mean, you know, I can put up with Bobby Hebert. But anyway, so those are a few things that we have to talk about. Some of our free agents. Well, the other thing is Snead was offered a... Snead was offered a extension, so we'll see.
Tonight, on BS and Beer Radio Broadcast Corporation Incorporated, it's the Action Suspense Airline Highway at 9:30, followed by this year's award-winning suspense thriller, Camp Beast. Next, it's hilarious family fun suitable for all ages with Drew, Sean, and Mickey. Then, it's Sex in the Cell Block, the hot new show that's too racy for daytime. That's Sex in the Cell Block at 11 tonight. Then, it's Saints Talk with Dave, Tomas, Heath, and the BS and Beer podcast crew. Every night, here on the BS and B Radio Broadcast Corporation Incorporated, a limited liability corporation.
All right, there you go, a little intro. We're ready to start this show.
That's
so,
official.
I have to say welcome to everybody. And glad you all are with us today.
You don't sound like Dave.
No, I don't sound like Dave. But I'm trying not to be my usual political self in my discussions here.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No,
trying to be a little bit different.
We don't want any of that here.
No, not that here. So, anyway. Well, as I said, Twitter was blown up, Heath.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, of course, are worried. We're listening, you know, you're listening to the show today, and free agency just started. They're just really starting to be able to sign people. So there's a lot of rumors out there, lots of things floating around.
Right.
But we're going to concentrate on what we actually know.
Okay.
So to me, the best absolute free agent signing in the entire NFL, Drew Brees.
Yeah.
There you go. So he signed up for 2 years, $48 million, which I actually think was a pretty fair number.
Yeah.
I thought he'd sign between 70 and 75 for 3 years. So it's still about the same kind of numbers.
Yeah.
And they guaranteed 27 mil.
Yeah.
So I think that's all fair. What do you think?
Well, so do we know? It sounds fair to me. I saw a lot of people saying today that, you know, Drew finally gave us one of those hometown deals that, you know.
Yeah.
But my question is where, how does this play out with the rest of the money now? Is it, you know, the last contract had the voiding years and then there was going to be dead money if he didn't re-sign. And so do we know how this one
I don't think so yet. I mean, I've been looking around and I haven't been able to find anything other than that it's a two-year deal for 48.
Yeah.
With 27 guaranteed. Now, I can tell you, based on what I'm hearing about what's going to be offered to other quarterbacks, you know, a $90 million three-year contract is in the wings there for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
There's no way Kirk Cousins is that much better than Drew Brees. Yeah. You know? But you even have other quarterbacks who aren't in the same league that will be getting 27, 28 mil a year.
Yeah.
So I think that we got a heck of a deal.
With much bigger guaranteed numbers, I guess.
Yes, yes. So I think we got a heck of a deal, all things considered. And I think that there are some quarterbacks who will be up next year who are really going, man, what a great time to be a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Because these numbers are just...
It's getting retarded.
And some of the other numbers, I mean, we'll talk about it, I guess, a little bit later. But some of these other numbers, you know, for defensive backs, and it's like, really? This much money? Shocking to me. Just shocking, you know? Yeah. So, but I think that Drew was paid fairly. Arizona was the other team that offered him more money. That's what came out when he was given an interview. He said that there was actually a team that had offered him more and more guaranteed.
Yeah.
And so
what was it $60 million?
Yep. Yeah. 2 years, $60 million, all of it guaranteed.
Wow.
That's a lot of dough.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, Drew decided that his fortunes were best served here in New Orleans. And I can see that. I think that the pieces of the puzzle are pretty much there, just a few little things that need to be tweaked. And I think we can make a run at it this year. So so I'm happy that he's with us.
Absolutely.
I hope you're happy that he's with us.
I'm happy.
Now, of course, the next thing will be who will be the backup.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see where that one goes, because I don't see Chase Daniel being signed for that kind of dough either.
No,
so,
I hope not.
Me either. So there you have it from the home front on the quarterback issue. Then I guess the next thing we wanted to talk about was Zach Strief.
Yeah. Calling it quits.
Calling it a career after 12 years.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. 12 years on the same team. That's really, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often in the free agency era, does it?
I think that that's really something to be admired that he went through. He had a great sense of humor. I don't know if you had a chance to see all of the interview with him.
No,
but
I didn't.
He really had a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
And little things that he was talking about. He blamed it all on Ramchek. Said that he was the guy who was responsible.
Yeah.
You know, so that was pretty funny. But there were some touching moments in his farewell speech, as it were.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard it was emotional.
It was. Yeah. It really was. And Drew had tears in his eyes. And,
yeah.
You know, so as much,
obviously a lot of respect there. I've
seen absolutely
a lot of players tweeting, you know, today and all their respect and everything.
Yes. And I think the biggest thing is going to be that missing of that leadership in the locker room. So here's what I wanted to ask you. Who do you think is going to replace him as a leadership role? You know, because that's very important, I think, to the Saints.
Hey, do you mean specifically on the offensive line?
Probably I would say offensive line and then just overall.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know. He may already be a big leader in that group. I'm not sure. But, I mean, I guess the most obvious guess would be Unger being kind of the senior.
Yeah.
Senior man.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think so. Yeah. I would probably agree with you. Yeah. So so we'll see how it goes from there. And that's another good point for discussion as we go forward, the leadership quality. And especially since Sean Payton is making a big deal about it. And I agree. It has to be about character. All right, so when we come back after our next little break here, Heath, we got a few more things to talk about.
All right.
So stay with us as we go forward. And it's just the two of us, so we're kind of experimenting with what we're doing. So hope you're enjoying it. All right, so you're listening to BS and Beer here on Sports Radio 97.7. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the BS and Beer Podcast.
Fat-free, talent-free, and free-free.
Wait a second, I'm not talent-free.
The BS and Beer Podcast.
All right, you heard it. BS and Beer Podcast. Sports Radio 97.7. That's right.
All right.
Now, you know, if you want to get in touch with us, you can follow us along on Twitter.
Yeah.
My handle happens to be BS and Beer, who dat?
Yeah.
And what's yours there, Mr. Heath?
Got nothing BS.
There you go. You know Dave's? BS Saints, I think, or something like
Saints
that.
Saints BS.
Saints BS,
think,
there
yeah.
you go. There you go.
You can also get us at BS and Beer at iCloud.com.
Yeah. .com. There you go. And of course, we have
a hotline number.
Well, we don't know. And of course, Dave didn't post it for us. So, like I said, we're just experimenting in the studio. You know, see, this is a high-tech studio, Heath, because, see, my studio at home is all analog, okay? And I use Windows, and, you know, we're on this Mac product here, and both Heath and I just look at each other and curse. All we do is just curse, because neither one of us likes Mac, and neither one of us knows Mac, so yeah. There you go. Of course, This is Dave's little baby here, so we appreciate it. We appreciate everything Dave puts into this gig of ours, but... All right, so let's continue on with our discussion. Now, you know, Heath, I don't know about you, but my phone's been blowing up. You know, people so bent out of shape. Oh, the Saints haven't signed this one. Oh, he's gone. The Saints haven't signed this one. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
Man, people need to chill the hell out.
We know it's the eve of free agency then, right?
Exactly.
We should have signed everybody by now.
That's right.
Every big name that's out there.
That's right. We have unlimited funds.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
People don't get it. But that's okay. We understand. We're all excited because we were so close last year. We feel that, hey, we're just a few signings away, and we'll be right there.
Yeah.
And I understand that. So, you know, let's start with the big fish, I guess.
Yeah.
That would be one Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham.
So, big talk. Everybody, oh, Jimmy. Well, I've been saying it since it first came up. Thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, of course, is enamored with Jimmy Graham. I'm presuming I'm looking around. I don't know. Do we have a jersey in here that says a Graham jersey? No. Okay. Because, you know, our boy Dave here.
To have a Graham jersey at home.
Oh, there you go. Well, you had to donate it, I guess.
Yeah.
So, anyway, truthfully, look, he's been injured on and off his entire time in Seattle. I don't think Seattle really knew how to use him. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
You know, but the bottom line is that Jimmy Graham has moved on in years. His body's not what it was when he was here.
Yeah. And well, hell, it wasn't what it was even towards the end of his tenure here in New Orleans.
Right. He was banged up here, too. Yeah. So I appreciate what Jimmy Graham did for us as a Saint. But the truth of the matter is we all have to move on. So I think a lot of people are upset because we didn't address the tight end position. Then, of course, there are a lot of people who say that you can't address every position via the draft. Well, okay. But it just so happens that the draft has a hell of a lot of good tight ends in it this year.
Yeah.
And usually, tight ends are not a first or a second round pick. So, there you go. So what are your thoughts there, Heath, on the tight end situation?
I think at least we got Fleener.
Well, there you
go. Thank God we have Fleener.
Well, there you go. Well, now, you know, I just was reading that it will cost us money to cut him today. But if we wait till after June 1st.
Save about three.
Yes, three something
three
million.
Change, yeah.
So, it could be that his writing's on the wall. I mean, free agency doesn't start till after 4 o'clock on Wednesday.
Right.
We're not there yet. So, well, I guess the show will be there by the time we do it because, yeah, we're doing the show a little bit earlier than that. But in any case, I just don't think that they're going to let Fleener go simply because unless they get one of the top studs, I don't see Fleener being released. I think they keep him one more year and go with what we've got. And then move forward from there.
Yeah. Look, I mean, generally, I agree with you about Jimmy Graham. You know, he was starting to get hurt too much when he was here. He's a couple of years older now. He still doesn't block. The Saints are running, you know, going to more of a run game now.
Yep.
You know, he's not really what they need.
Right.
I mean, I get the interest. What he was teamed up with Drew Brees and all, especially from the fans' perspective. I understand why people were, you know,
excited
about the possibility of getting Jimmy Graham. But I agree with you. I don't think it was a right move, especially for – have you seen what he's supposedly signing
for? No, but it's supposed to be like a huge chunk of change for Green Bay.
I wouldn't have wanted to give him a big chunk of change. There are some good tight ends coming up in his draft.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, I just don't see anybody in front of us drafting a tight end.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to, and as I had in the first – 1.0 draft. Now, that, by the way, once this free agent signing gets all underway and done, I guess for the most part in the first week, I'll have 2.0 up,
yeah,
you know, before the draft. So, but, you know, it's just hard to believe. I'm looking at some of these dollar amounts that these people are being signed for, and it's just blowing my mind.
Yeah.
And you know, again, like I say, I think that the way that the NFL is set up these days, I believe that the teams that are going to be competing for championships are the teams that do well in a draft, have two or three, maybe four outstanding veterans on the team, and surround themselves with two and second and third year players who are on a contract that the teams can deal with.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of teams loading themselves up with, you know, it's not the New York Yankees. Yeah. You know, they're going to load themselves up. You know, that's what the Yankees did for years, right?
Oh, yeah.
They loaded themselves up with all these pros, and, you know, Steinbrenner at that time, he didn't care if it cost him $200 million a year.
Yeah,
you know?
And it did.
And exactly. So,
and a lot of the years, it didn't really pan out for him.
No,
anyway,
it didn't.
So,
no, it didn't. So I think that we did as good as we can do with regard to Jimmy Graham. He wasn't going to sign that kind of a contract. And we'll see what the draft brings to us. And there's still free agency. There's still more tight ends out there.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's to be seen. But I myself am glad that Jimmy Graham moved on to the Packers. And I wish him the best of luck with the Packers. Now, talking about free agents, Kurt Coleman.
Yeah.
We signed him. Pretty good deal, I think, for us. And I think he's going to fit the bill. We've lost Bush for sure.
Yeah.
Rafael Bush is going to sign with the Buffalo Bills, two-year deal.
Yeah.
Vaccaro, don't see him coming back here either because we're not going to pay that kind of money he's going to demand.
No, he's definitely out.
So that's two safeties gone. So we're definitely going to be weak at the safety position. So now it's a question of what do we see out there? Now, I think Coleman is one of those guys that is very versatile. He can play corner and he can play safety. So I think that that's one of the things that attracted him, was attractive about him to the Saints.
He can play both safety spots.
So, right. And he can roll up and play a corner if he has to. So, I mean, that's a real versatile player there. So I think that that's a good signing. So if anything, we should take that as a positive that we're being very careful about who we're signing and how we're spending our money. Again, I go back to the Streif interview when they were talking to Sean Payton, and he made it a point to say they went back, they looked at the drafts that really influenced this team, and time after time what they saw on the board was that these guys were the best players for their team, that the team was, you know, connected to the player, the kind of character they had, the kind of locker room presence that they had. So I think that that's what they're looking at. It's not, and he even said it. It's not just a question of talent or their 40 speed or, you know, it's more than that. And I think that's what they're looking at. All these people, Sue, for example, you know, they all want Sue.
No.
I don't want him.
No thanks.
You know, it's because it's a character. You want another poisonous locker room?
Yeah.
We don't need, especially when we're this close.
Right.
I mean, we're this close.
Right.
So.
Not to mention the money that this guy's gotten in his career. I mean, he's not come anywhere near living up to the money and the hype.
No.
You know?
No, and I don't think he goes.
I'm not saying he's a bad player by any stretch of the imagination.
No, they say that he works hard. They say that he spends a lot of time in film studies and that, you know, he plays the game hard. It's just he's got, you know, doesn't have the kind of character that you need on a team.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't endear himself to the other players. I mean, that's seriously.
No, you're right.
Because when you look at it, I mean,
especially on the other team when he's stomping them on the ground.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to his own team.
Yeah.
Because when you look at Streif, that was the one thing that came out of that interview to me and all these statements that are being made by current and past players. Everybody looked up to Streif.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he wasn't the best player, he wasn't the fastest player, but he played hard.
Yeah.
And he played with heart. And he always tried to raise his level to match those that are around him.
Yeah. And he did.
And he did. Yeah. Absolutely. You would have never thought that a guy drafted in the seventh round would have lasted 12 years in the NFL.
And been, at a high level.
Yeah. And as many times as we complained about, well, you know, he got beat or not, right? When you looked at his numbers, everybody gets beat once or twice.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, all in all, I think that the Saints are looking at building character, getting players in here like Zach Streif.
Yeah.
So, best of luck to him. By the way, you know that I'm a beer guy. So, next time I'm in New Orleans, I'll be making a rounds down there to his brewery.
Yeah.
Portacall? No, that's where the burgers are.
Yeah.
Can't remember now what the name of his is. But I'll be looking for, I hope he has some nice porters or stouts, being those are my favorite.
I'm sure he will.
Although Dave refers to it as motor oil.
But,
you know, it's something I like to drink. So, all right, so that gives us something there. Coleman, I think, will be is going to be a good signing for us. All right, we still have some time left, so I'm going to go ahead and get into this next one. Now, I have issues. Would you believe that, Heath?
I can't believe that.
You can't believe I have issues? No. I have issues. Now, I know that I'm opinionated. I know that my opinion is more valuable than the facts, as we say in my rant.
That's right.
Okay. But I try my best to not put things out there that I can't really verify. I don't have all these connections like all these other guys do. You know, I just have a few places I go, a few people I follow who give me some information and talk back and forth to me. Now, we got a guy who I read. He's one of my, you know, he's on my Twitter account. And I like reading his stuff, even if I don't agree with him.
Yeah.
Brian Bannerman.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bed last night. I checked my phone. And he's got a tweet on there that, oh, man, something great's going to happen. I can't tell you what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But it's even bigger than signing Drew Brees.
Whoa.
Man, I'm sitting at the edge of my bed going, yeah. What? What the hell? So now I'm going back through the tweets that I missed in the last couple of hours, you know. And I can't find anything. I'm thinking, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
So I start thinking, what do we need? What, you know, to me, it's not defense. To me, it's offense. So I start thinking, well, tight end, I think we're going to address that another way. Wide receiver. And sure enough, today I read that they only issued the contract to, an offer, sorry, to Snead.
Snead, yeah.
You know, he got an offer. The other two, Coleman and Bro, didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Of course, there's still time left.
Not yet,
but,
yeah.
But anyway, so I started thinking, wide receiver, what's out there? Oh, my gosh. Like I'm saying, Heath, if you see these numbers, I'm going to read some of these numbers afterwards. Some of these financial contracts, they just blow me out the wall. We will not be able to afford Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
When his contract is done,
yeah,
we won't be able to afford him.
Big money.
He'll be making more than Drew Brees.
Yeah, I mean, compared to what these people are doing. The market is just
unbelievable.
It's out of control, I mean.
So I started thinking, wide receiver. And then some people were saying this and that. And finally somebody said it might be somebody who is not active in the NFL but used to be. So I don't know why it popped into my head, but I thought about Megatron.
Oh, all right.
Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, he left because he just didn't like Detroit anymore, didn't like the way they were going, and he just felt, I'm kind of beat up. Why am I, you know, doing this to myself when I have no chance at seeing a Super Bowl?
Right.
But now, maybe he's healed up. Maybe he's still got gas in the tank. Because he was still playing when he left. He retired. He didn't retire in the bottom.
No, right.
So I thought, well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the sign. Well, no, that wasn't it. And, you know, Heath, people have been
what
talking.
What was it?
And I know you're a big LSU guy.
Yeah.
You know, and people were talking about Honey Badger. Well, that's what it was.
Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what he was talking about?
Yeah, well, he's still on the contract. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. You know? Oh, if they mess up, if they don't get the contract right, dude, he's still on the contract. The Cardinals would have to cut him for the Saints to say, "Ooh, maybe we'll pay," and we're not going to pay him what he's asking for.
Yeah, he's going to be. What do you figure he's going to be looking for?
Oh my God! Looking at these numbers that I'm seeing on here, you got to be kidding me, man! Yeah. I mean, you know, Malcolm Butler. Goes from the Pats to the Titans. $61 million.
Wow.
$61 million.
For how long?
I think it's a 3 or 4 year.
Wow.
It's not that long.
Yeah.
It's like 20 mil, 18 mil a year.
I don't get it with Butler. I really don't.
I don't either. He's not certainly worth that to me.
I don't know.
Yeah. But if he's getting that, what do you think Honey Badger's going to get?
Yeah.
Be along the same line. At the very least.
Yeah.
4 years, $60 million.
Yeah. Saints don't have that kind of money to throw out to one player like that.
No, obviously not. You know? Tremaine Johnson goes from the Rams to the Jets. $5 million a year. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's big money, but not that big. But anyway, I mean, there are a number of contracts. The one that caught me, like I said, $61 million to Malcolm Butler. I was like, my God.
Yeah.
So anyway, I appreciate everyone who's on Twitter and writes all kinds of things. I like reading everything. And I don't pass judgment on anybody. You think you got the information, you go ahead and put it out there. But this kind of thing just really irks. That is not bigger than Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Heath, would you agree that the best free agent signing of any team was 2 years, $48 million, Drew Brees?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially for the Saints. I mean, it's it may be the, you know, it's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, free agent signing in the league. at least from importance of that team. I mean, obviously for the Saints, nobody else was going to be bigger than Drew Brees for the Saints.
No. And can you imagine, let's say that Drew decides that he is going to go free agent. So you have Kirk Cousins and Drew Brees. Okay. Who do you think is going to get a bigger contract? That's a no-brainer. It's got to be Drew. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
So to me, he's the biggest free agent sign. So everybody's panicking about Saints. Look, we got the best free agent sign. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. It's Heath and Tomas today with you here on BS and Beer.
You're listening to the BS and Beer podcast on 97.7 FM Sports Talk Radio. Now, don't go anywhere because we'll be back before you know it.
You're listening to the BS and Beer podcast.
BS and Beer, standing up for the little people, man.
BS and Beer podcast.
Standing up for people.
BS and Beer.
Indeed, you are powerful.
Americans are going to stand up and say,
BS and Beer.
And I'm just telling you what people are going to do.
We fight bullies.
BS and Beer podcast.
There's going to be a revolution
for the people.
BS and Beer.
There's going to be riots in the streets.
BS and Beer.
BS and Beer.
Getting ready to rise up.
BS and Beer podcast.
Come on, I'm joining them.
Now witness the firepower that this fully armed and operational
podcast.
Dun, dun, dun. Bum, 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 bum. And we're back! Okay.
Enthusiasm.
You are with us here at BS and Beer today. Mr. Heath, Mr. Tomas, that's us. Dave, he's out partying.
Yep.
Lucky him. All right, he's getting ready for free agency. And speaking of free agency, I thought, Heath, we'd go down the list of who we have as our free agents.
All right.
And talk a little bit about each one, and then look at the big signings so far, or the supposed signings that will be coming.
Right.
And see how all that compares, and get us in the right frame of mind here.
All right, see where we are.
So let's start with us. Drew Brees.
Yes.
Done deal. We've already talked about it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And we've got Drew Brees for a couple of years, and let's see what we do.
And a list.
Was that end of the list? That's it. Well done.
Yeah.
Next on the list, of course, I have Kenny Vaccaro.
He's gone.
I don't believe we're going to see him again with us. Now, here's an interesting one. Senio Kelemente.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people, you know, are concerned that we haven't gotten anybody in free agency. But my way of thinking, Heath, I think we can sign Senio. I know that Dave thinks that he's going to go off, as many people do, and be a starting guard somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I just don't think so. I think we have the right atmosphere here in the Saints organization, and I think he's willing, as long as they treat him fairly, I think we could resign him.
Yeah, I think so. I think I originally, you know, I thought it was at least possible that he may get starter money from someplace,
yeah,
or an opportunity to start, I should say.
Sure.
And then we discussed, you had some facts and statistics, and then we saw where he was ranked on the free agency list and stuff like that. And we know that he's already said that him and his family's first priority is New Orleans. They start with that and intake.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's possible that we could sign him.
Yeah. So I think that might be a possibility of a sign. The next one is Alex Okafor. Now, I know you and I disagree on this one, Heath, but again, I think that if we sign him for a low-end contract, I think I re-sign him.
Yeah.
He may not be ready till week 3 or 4 of the season.
Right.
But I think it's worth the risk.
I think, you know, for the right money, sure, why not?
Yeah.
You know, at his position and coming off of an Achilles, I just have questions about whether he's going to be able to really come back.
And I think that's what it is for me. I don't think that he's going to be offered any kind of big contract. So I think we can get him at a good number.
Yeah.
Delvin Bro.
Yeah, so this is a little bit of a surprise to me.
Yeah.
At least so far, he got no tender. And I guess, for what the tender was, the amount of money, I thought that that he would have gotten that by now. So we'll have to see where that goes. But
well, as you and I talked, I just don't think that – I think he needs a change of scenery.
Yeah.
I think there was just too much that went on with all that injury stuff and words were said. And, you know, even though – neither side was correct in what they did because it was a mess up from the medical standpoint.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it was a, you know, he's had several serious injuries.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to come back to be that, you know, lockdown corner. And so that being the case, I think you let him walk. Let him test the agent free agency market. And if nothing comes and he wants to come back, okay. You know, we can take him as a minimum veteran pay.
Right.
And see what happens. But Willie Snead, they made him a tender, $1.9 million,
yeah,
the bottom end tender. So he's still free to work the market.
Right.
But whoever offers anything, we have first, you know, offer.
Right.
To go against it. So, all right. Then we have Brandon Coleman, who was not offered, as of this point, a tender.
I can't decide whether I'm surprised by that or not.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, overall, I'm not, because let's not be honest, he's not that great. But, again, for the amount of the tender and considering, you know, you'd probably really be looking for him to be a fourth or fifth guy or whatever anyway.
Certainly he's better than Aaron Arrington. Right, was that the guy?
Adrian Arrington.
Yeah. Double A.
And Toon.
Yeah. And Toon. Yeah, that's right. But at the end of the day, I think he sealed his fate with those fumbles last year.
Maybe so.
Two in the same game.
Yeah.
I think that's what did it for him. Then we have Zach Lyon and John Kuhn. Now, you know they're only going to keep one of these two guys at fullback.
Yeah. We talked about this before. I think for me, I'm going with Lyon.
The younger guy.
His youth,
yeah, I think so too. But again, it wouldn't surprise me if they don't go for either one.
No.
And they look for a different fullback.
No, it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Yeah. Then Chase Daniel.
Yeah.
I mean, we got him at a bargain because he was still under that Philadelphia big contract.
Yeah.
But that's gone now.
Well, I mean, he should be a bargain anyway.
I just don't see it. And I think that it's going to boil down to how this young kid works out or not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Whether he's the future guy in the house, really, or what. Huh?
Right, right. You know? So, and
I just look, I hated to see Daniel when he left. I remember, wish we could have kept him.
Right.
And then when I heard he was going to come back, even with, you know, it didn't work out for him when he left and went to, what, Kansas City and Philadelphia and all. I thought, well, you know, he's familiar with the organization and Drew Brees, and, you know, it's a familiar, you know.
Right, right.
And I was glad to have him back, but, man, what I saw in preseason this past year.
Not impressive.
He just didn't look, close to impressive to me at all.
No, I agree. And again, it would surprise me to see the Saints, if there are some decent arms that I think there still will be at the fourth round. It would surprise me to see the Saints pick somebody up in the fourth round.
Yeah.
You know, so I just don't know. To me, you certainly want to have somebody who has some knowledge of
the
game.
That's the thing, you know. That's the thing.
Because Drew likes to come off the field and say, what did you see?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Which is why we had, I can't remember his name now, the left-handed quarterback.
Oh, McCown?
No, McCown wasn't left-handed.
Oh, no.
The kid who was at
left-handed.
Jacksonville.
Okay.
Can't think of his name now off the top of my head, but it'll come to me. In any case, that's why he had a veteran. He's always had a veteran on the bench because it's...
Oh, you're talking about Brunell?
Brunell,
right.
So that's what I think they see in Chase Daniels. You know, that he's been around a while, and he sees things a different way than a rookie would or a second-year guy would.
Right, right.
So anyway. All right, so let's keep going down our list here. Next, we have Raphael Bush, who's going to be signing with the Buffalo Bills. So he's gone. Marty, great story, great person. I just don't know.
No, I'm thinking not, but...
No. Josh Loribas. Now, here's an interesting one, because I don't know. It all depends on what they do with Kelemente.
I think it does. I think that's the key.
Yeah. You know? I think if they don't sign Kelemente, then I think Loribas is in.
Although I say that, you know, he was here...
With Kelemente
this year, so I.
And you know, we have some other guys who've been sitting on this guy Turner from North Carolina. You know that people every time I've watched him, he's got lead feet.
Yeah,
you know, you can't change that, really.
No,
you know,
no.
So I don't know.
I was surprised he stuck really to begin with, and I don't see him being part of the.
I know that they like the backup center that they have, Tom.
Yeah,
you know, so I think we're okay there. But all right. Bryce Harris, God bless him, on, off.
Yeah.
So I don't think so.
I'd rather not.
No.
You know.
George Johnson, he signed a one-year deal. Sterling Moore, hey, listen, just hang around the corner in case we need you.
Yeah.
We'll pick you up.
He's always on the other end of that phone when we call.
And then here's the tight end situation again. So here are the tight ends we have. We have Freeney under contract. We have
Fleener.
What's that?
Fleener.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I always say Freeney.
Yeah, you get the line.
Fleener. Fleener.
Yeah.
Rhymes with Wiener. Okay. So Fleener's under contract. Josh Hill is under contract. Hulman is under contract.
Yeah.
So that's three guys there. Then we have two free agents. Clay Harbor, who we picked up from Detroit.
Yeah.
And John Phillips, who they like a lot.
Yeah.
And they have Garrett, who is a kid that they picked up from the Air Force.
Right.
That's been on a developmental squad for a couple of years.
Right.
So, yeah, six tight ends on this team.
Right.
You're not going to keep more than three.
No.
Two of these guys are free agents. I don't know. I don't see anything going on here.
Yeah.
You know, camp body, minimum wage, see what happens. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Clay Harbor now, he might be the Bachelor or whatever, on the Bachelorette or something, whatever.
Well, okay, well, best of luck to him. Hope he gets a dozen roses. But anyway, all right. Then we have John Hughes, defensive tackle. No thanks.
No.
Jonathan Freeney.
Now, there
here's an interesting guy, because if we don't sign Marty, Freeney got a lot of action at the end of the year, as you said, Heath.
Yeah.
You know, that they saw Marty, they saw Freeney, and they went with Freeney.
Yeah, basically,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Now, you know, yeah, look, I like Marty. I do. It's been a great story. I you know, he gives everything. And, you know, I guess it would be unfair. He had just worked his way back in last year. Who knows? He was, you know, really in the kind of shape that he would have normally been in. But, you know, what's the situation with Stupar? Is he still
rehabbing.
On the contract?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, he's not a free agent. He's on the contract.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really don't see I would see Freeney sticking before Marty.
Yeah, I agree.
But
I'm
not sure either one of them will be back.
No. Then, of course, Dave's favorite, Itabali. I don't see him coming back.
No.
And then we have a center, Jack Allen, who was one of the kids that I thought would make this team. I don't know. They really like the guy Tom much better.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe.
Although
not.
I see Tom as more of a pure center.
Yeah.
Kind of guy, you know, Allen.
Whereas Allen center guard kind of thing.
Yeah, they've kept him around, so I mean, who knows, but.
Yeah. And then last on our list here is Zach Wood, who we've already re-signed for $500,000, and the guy we signed, Kurt Coleman, at safety. So there is our free agent list.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have a lot of time left in this particular segment, but we'll start the next segment up talking about some of these numbers, Heath. Some of these numbers are incredible that are hitting the internet of some of these free agents. I mean, these numbers will just blow you completely away when you look at it.
Are we expecting some huge increase in the salary cap or something? Did I miss something?
Yeah, we had the salary increase as 177.
Oh, it went all, okay. So,
but we didn't have but like 30 left.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just surprised by some of the numbers. I mean, the market just keeps getting, you know, crazy.
And some of these teams have over $100 million.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll be back. You're listening to BS and Beer Sports Radio 97.7.
You're listening to the BS and Beer Podcast.
I love those horn bands. All right. So here we are. BS and Beer. Heath, my good friend. Me.
Yes.
Dave, in absentia. Having a good time.
Who knows where he is.
Who knows? He's somewhere on a Vegas strip.
Yep.
Well, here we are. And we're still talking about free agency. And so I'm saving the best stuff for last, Heath. Don't worry. I haven't forgotten about that one little gem that people are blaming me for. That's okay.
Yeah.
So we talked about some free agency issues. We talked about Snead being given a tender 1.9, and we said that Coleman and Bro weren't.
Yeah.
And so, again, as we said, I don't think it's that much of a loss to see Coleman go. Yeah. I think we'll find something to work that up. Bro, on the other hand, I just think he needs a change of scenery.
Yeah.
You know, I think that all things considered, you know, God bless him. He came back from a tremendous injury. No one expected him to come back from that.
Right.
The neck injury. Played lights out when he came here to the Saints, but he's been injured on and off since then, really.
Yeah.
And tough to come back from the injuries that he's had.
Yeah.
And with all of the brouhaha that went on between him, the coaching staff, the medical team, God bless him. I just think he needs a change of scene, you know?
And from a more football standpoint, I guess, you know, what is the odds that he's going to come back and challenge for his starting spot back?
Zero.
Right?
Crawley's not going to give up his spot.
Especially if the Saints are really looking at bringing in another potential high-profile cornerback or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, you know, could he play inside? I don't think so. You know, I think he's an outside guy.
Yeah, I agree.
And so, you know, I don't know. And, of course, it could still happen. It's not like it's, you know.
But. Sure, sure. I mean, and certainly there's no reason to think that, you know, he doesn't get that many offers and the Saints say, well, we'll sign you for X number of dollars.
Right.
So, again, it's going to be one of those one-year contracts, low
end. I think the Saints are probably saying, you know what, let's see what the market has to say about him.
And, and I think that's the case with a lot of the list that we went down of free agents. See what the market has for these people. And if we want to make some kind of commitment to them short term, we can certainly do that.
Right.
So, but now let's hit a couple of these free agents that, according to all my sources, are pretty much a done deal, just waiting for the gun to go off so they can put their John Hancock on the line.
All right.
So, interesting, I think, Arizona. The Cardinals made a play for Breeze, guaranteed $60 million for 2 years.
Yeah.
Didn't get it. So now I have two quarterbacks, according to different sources, telling me that Sam Bradford, former Viking, signing with the Cards. But the newest one I just had break was it Mike Glennon, formerly at Tampa Bay, then with the Bears, going to sign with the Cards.
Huh. I wonder if they're going to sign both of them.
That was my question I was going to ask you, Heath. What do you think? Do you think they might sign both?
I think it's possible because, you know, I think at this point, certainly Glennon is not going to get any kind of big money. I don't know about Bradford either, really. He played well in Minnesota. Of course, before
he's all hurt again. The same thing. Yeah, he's got knee that comes and goes.
Yeah.
So you sign him, will he play 17 games?
Well, if you sign him, you better have a really good offensive line.
Well, there you go. There you go. Which he kind of sort of had at the Vikings.
But the Vikings,
and he still got tattooed enough times that knocked him out.
That's true. And so, I don't know what the Cardinals really have as far as their line's concerned. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's very good because I think it's we got Carson Palmer killed.
Anyway. And that's why they were down to third string at one point.
Yeah.
Because they got the second guy killed too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see that both of these guys have come up on the wire as being going to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, of course, coming up on the wire is that Cousins is going to sign with the Vikings.
Yeah.
And so.
And everybody else is jumping ship in Minnesota.
And, well, apparently so. I don't know.
Yeah, Casey Kasem gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Kasem, they say he's going to sign with Denver.
Denver. And then.
Bridgewater going with Jets.
Bridgewater with the Jets. Yeah.
And Bradford looks like he's going to Arizona. So they have left zero.
Yeah.
It's all in for Cousins or nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so. Okay, fine.
And
we'll see how they go.
Some other unnamed backup, I guess.
I have no idea. But now here's an interesting part talking about quarterbacks. So all of a sudden. The Buffalo Bills decide, you know what? We need a change.
Yeah.
So they trade to the Browns.
Yeah.
Their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yep.
On his way to being a Brown. And at the same time, the Kaiser experiment at Browns is done. They trade him out.
Yeah.
So it's the Jets, I think. Is that where he ended up going? Can't remember now where Kaiser ended up going.
I can't remember, yeah.
But in any case, so now we have Buffalo is going to be in the quarterback market.
Yeah.
Now, here I have a few things that we're not there yet, but this is one of those things going through my head about the draft. Buffalo has two picks pretty close to each other, if not next to each other, I think.
Yeah, I think they're consecutive, I think.
Could they possibly trade up?
Oh,
could
absolutely.
They possibly be keeping an eye on some particular quarterback that they think will be there?
Yeah.
You know, especially because if Denver does indeed sign Case Keenum, I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback. Because, remember, they still got that kid.
Lynch. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Do you throw him to the wolves and say, we're done with him? Or, I mean, what? You know, what's his story?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's kind of I don't
know. So does Denver say, okay, we're going to go with and maybe pick a lower-end quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the kid from WKU or the kid from the Richmond Spiders.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible they go to a lower draft.
Or Mason Rudolph.
Or Mason Rudolph, Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the quarterback thing is really throwing everybody for a loop.
Yeah.
You know, because suddenly, I hate to say this, but what if these quarterbacks start tumbling and not being drafted because of all the free agent signings? And suddenly the teams that are looking for quarterbacks have signed somebody.
Yeah.
And now the quarterbacks are falling.
Yeah, well, that's what we kind of said. You know, we talked about this before, how the dominoes would fall at quarterback. And it kind of came out because all three of those Minnesota quarterbacks are going to wind up someplace else.
But now we even have more than that. That's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
You know, now you have more quarterbacks out on a free market. You're like, okay, well, what about you? Okay, well, what about you? So I think it's going to be very interesting where these people land. Now, to add something else to the spice of the game, as they say, I wanted to share with my good friend Heath here some numbers. Some numbers. There's a couple of numbers here. Moncrief, who we thought we were going to get, one-year deal for $9.6 mil. Robinson, who I thought maybe we might have a chance at from the Jays, going to the Bears, 3 years, $42 million.
Wow, coming off an injury.
Yep. And then this is the killer. Malcolm Butler, going to the Titans, $61 million.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
They can have it.
I guess. Well, before we run out of time, I guess I should get to the big news. My phone has been blowing up. People who listen to the show, and believe me, I really appreciate you all sending me tweets. I love it. The Big Chief.
The Big Chief.
Beak Bellavia. Is that his name? I don't know what
his
name is.
It's Deak Bellavia.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I get the B and the
like
D backwards.
I know you like to call him
the Beak Boy.
Yeah.
Gone.
Gone. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
The Wicked Witch is dead.
Now, you know, I'm thinking, my dear friends, maybe we should have a write-in for me.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get that gig with Bobby Hebert. Yeah. I'd be happy to do it.
Yeah.
I can see me doing that.
Yeah.
Don't have the Cajun accent. Yeah. But hey.
A lot of people would like to see Bobby follow Deak out.
Well, I don't know. But I wish Big Chief the best. Truthfully, because I don't wish anybody bad. But to tell you the truth, I couldn't stand the guy on there. And when he came out and really crucified Marcus Williams after that game.
Oh, yeah.
That was it for me, the way he talked about it. So for Heath Elzison, I'm Tomas Mauricio. Later.
And anyway, the person who sits here is but the most conspicuous member of a superb team of journalists, writers, reporters, editors, producers, and none of that will change. Furthermore, I'm not going away. I'll be back, and that's the way it is.
Oh, boy, don't waste time to tune into our podcast. Oh, go give your time. We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. Oh, we have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. Oh, oh boy, don't waste time to tune into our podcast. Oh, go give your time to David, Heed, and Thomas. We do this every week. Every Wednesday. So don't miss. We do this every week. Every Wednesday, so don't miss.